Robert Naur, Unfiltered in the Villages and Beyond. How is it that so many of you are so ill-informed about the history of Trump and Vladimir Putin? Well, it's simply because you don't read, you don't watch the news, you don't read newspapers, you don't check out historical facts, and you don't give a damn. But the reality is that since 1986, when Donald Trump first wrote a letter to Vladimir Putin saying that he would pretty much do anything and love to have a building built in Russia, in Moscow, with Vladimir Putin's name on it instead of Trump, that's when the KGB, prior to the FSB, knew that they could flip Donald Trump and make him an asset of Russia. Today, ladies and gentlemen, you have a bona fide KGB, FSB agent sitting in the White House who, if you just watch the things he does, or rather doesn't do, he doesn't intimidate Putin. He makes stupid off-the-cuff comments that are in line with what Russia wants. He has flippant remarks about women, children, and old people dying and being killed by Russian missile strikes as if they're meaningless, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All this just goes on and on and on because these are all talking points and ways of just letting the toxic water roll off one's shoulder, which is what Donald Trump is doing as president. He is in a position where he is now the king. He cannot be indicted or charged with any crimes while he is in office, which also gives him the ability while he is in office to try to alter the government to such a degree that he could get away with running for a third term if people let him. And normally the army does not, and the military does not intervene because they're supposedly non-partial, but they and we who have served believe in standing up and defending the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and we should. And if Donald Trump ever did try to do that, they should go in, arrest him, handcuff him, and throw him in prison until he agrees to go away quietly. Either that or execute him for a traitor to America. But nevertheless, in the meantime, we're stuck with the bastard in the office who thinks he's king to America, and it's very dangerous. So how did he get there? He got there because he sent a letter to Vladimir Putin in the early 80s saying he'd like to do business in Russia, and he'd love to help Vladimir Putin out. And they saw him as a perfect opportunity, as a perfect patsy that they could groom, just like they groom young women to be sex trafficked. They knew that the one thing Donald Trump wanted was money. And so over the past 35, 40 years, Russia has given hundreds of millions of dollars to Donald Trump to help him build his Trump Towers, his golf courses. In actuality, in all actuality, Donald Trump does not own, he may legally own it, but he does not own his buildings or his name or his golf courses. Who does? Vladimir Putin owns it because that's where he got the money from. And Donald Trump understands that allegiance that he must provide, whether he's a narcissist or not. We all know he's a narcissist. He's the perfect patsy for Putin. And as such, Putin is using him and playing him like a violin. And all of you MAGAs and all of you independents that voted for Donald Trump because you believed his lies, you believed the bullshit that he put out. I mean, I can't even talk out of my ass like that and make up these fictitious bullshit, non-statistical lies that are meaningless. It's just like they roll off his tongue. Anything when he's asked a question, he says it's non-factual, and he does not like to be fact-checked. So they have the most perfect patsy sitting in the White House right now because of each and every one of you that did not vote for Harris, whether you liked or not. At least Harris was a decent, honest person with integrity who had prosecuted criminals. And oh, trust me, Donald Trump would have been prosecuted. But you put a person in office who is, in the first 100 days of a four-year term, destroying America, destroying everything our government stands for, destroying our way of life. And I just wonder how each of you feel that voted for Donald Trump. Are you proud that you may have taken away the rights of your granddaughters, daughters, and your wives? Are you proud that you've taken away the freedoms of people? Are you proud of yourself for allowing a man in office to destroy the rights provided to each and every one of us under the Constitution? You must be. because you voted for the bastard. So, bottom line, the only thing we can do is the same thing I did prior to the Vietnam War, and that's protest the Vietnam War. You know, we did it enough that we were able to turn the tide. Americans need to get out there and protest Donald Trump. We need to protest his policies. We need to remove him from office via impeachment, have him tried in the Senate. But we can't do that until after 2026. Now, the asshole is going to be in office until 2028. But we can flip the House this year in November in 2025, and we can flip the Senate in 2026. And once we do that, then it makes sense to impeach Donald Trump, try him in the Senate, which is a criminal trial, and remove him physically, forcefully from office. And then we can put back all of the things that Donald Trump has destroyed in his first 100 days. So in the meantime, threaten your senators and congressmen that are GOP that you're going to remove them from office. Threaten them. You will not vote for them. You will vote for a Democrat instead, or you'll vote for an independent, but that you will not vote for any fucking GOP Republican. Threaten them. Call 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. Leave a voicemail and threaten them, not physically, not with harm, but threaten them that you will not vote for them again. You will vote for an independent or a Democrat. Threaten them that way. That is the one thing that they are afraid of. So call 202-225-3121 and also email them and let them know the same. Let them know that you're fucking pissed off, you're tired, you're not going to take it, and you're going to stand up for America. If you're a true patriot, a true American, you owe it to your country. You owe it to the Constitution. If you served in the military like I did, you owe it to this country to do the right thing. And with that, Bob out.